So, the next talk will be presented by Cédric Ulmer, and it's going to be about end-to-end enterprise search with DataFari.
Okay, thank you. So, I have the immense privilege of having 25 minutes, and my laptop worked right away, so I finished on time. So I'm Cédric, I'm the president co-founder of France Labs. We are the software maker of DataFari, and so today we're going to talk about end-to-end enterprise search with DataFari Community Edition, because we have two editions. So the agenda, we'll talk a bit about France Labs, the organization, definition of enterprise search, because I'm not sure if we're all in line with what it means. Then we'll talk about DataFari, its architecture, the main functionalities, and some Gen AI. I was going to say that everybody mentions AI, but Passball did not mention AI, so it's an exception. Maybe did not have time to. So you ready? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So we were born 14. So who knew DataFari before? Thank you, XWIC. So that's good. So we are specialized in not being known. So that's, you see, for 14 years of existence, we released DataFari in 2015, November. We're based in Nice on the French Riviera with a swimming pool. We speak in many conferences related to search. That's why maybe you don't know who we are, enterprise search. We are involved in open source businesses. So we are part of the French cluster, French Association of Open Source Businesses and European Association of Open Source Businesses, respectively, CNLL and Appel, members of the search network and customers in weird industry sectors. So, no surprise, we're software maker of DataFari, so we provide expertise around it, and also on Apache Solr. So what is enterprise search? So I copy-pasted the definition from Martin White in his book Enterprise Search. Well, actually, I think that's the only serious book about enterprise search. So an enterprise search application enables employees to find all the information that the company possesses without the need to know where the information is stored. And I added, I shouldn't hit the microphone, but securely, because most customers, they want security. And by security, I mean here respecting the access control to documents. So what does a typical enterprise search solution work? Well, it looks like a search solution, no surprise here. We'll detail a bit more what it does in DataFari, but it's a search bar, you search, you have autocomplete, you have facets to filter, and you have a results list. Okay, no surprise. And in addition, you have some monitoring like statistics, analytics, dashboards to see who searches for what. And how does that usually work? Well, there are several components from left to right. You have a crawling phase where you connect to the data sources, the documents, where they are stored. You retrieve them, you open them, you analyze what's in it, you take the metadata, you take the content, you put it in an index, search index. Then you have the search component, which takes care of, in real time, analyzing the user's query, looking for the data in the index, and providing the results, usually in a UI, and also a component for statistics. Okay, so now you are experts in enterprise search. Yeah. Okay, so what the DataFari CE allows to do. So CE is the community edition, so because it's first them, I don't want you to throw rocks at me. So it allows you to crawl multiple types of documents, and I have some slides explaining a bit more what it does, and this is thanks to Apache Manifold CF, which is, to my knowledge, the only existing open source framework doing this type of stuff. We use Apache Chica, we'll see that afterwards. DataFari CE allows you to do some search using BM25, which is SQL to TF-IDF, and soon we will do vector search. I will talk about it later, and for that we use Apache Solr. You know Apache Solr? Good, some nodding here, so that's good. You are able to do some analysis thanks to dashboards, and you're able to manage your tool with graphical user interfaces for administrators, from playing with the weights, doing some promo links, well, I don't have time for that, but entity detection, etc. You can use the admin UI of Manifold CF and Apache Solr. So what does it not allow you to do? So I put easily, because we don't forbid anything, okay? Everything's open, so you can find the time to do it. It's just that in order to survive, this is the type of stuff that we put as extra in the Enterprise Edition. So you cannot easily manage security, and here I'm talking about access control, okay, permission, document level permissions, and to connect to Active Directory, Lemon LDAP, this type of stuff. Does not easily allow you to do big data search in the sense that if you need a cluster of data for a system with distributed components, this is not done automatically. There is no Ansible recipe or this kind of stuff. And it's not easy neither to do a backup. Well, unless, of course, if you are on the Docker and it's persistent, you can just save it. But and we don't prevent anything. Okay, so I hope you feel better now. So what does it look like in terms of architecture? It's on our wiki. And yeah, so that's in the gray box. Okay, that's for the monolithic version of DataFari. So in the gray box, it's exposing its user interface to the users on the left, and we fetch the data which are on the right of the schema. So you can see we have some Apache, some Tomcat, some Zookeeper, some Solar, some Cassandra, some Postgre, Logstash for historical reasons, Tika, and I think I've mentioned all of them. It's a big soup of stuff to manage and to deploy, so lots of fun when doing the deployment scripts, but we work it out. So the main components that we are using, the main ones would be Apache Manifold CF, because that's the framework for crawling the documents. It's Apache Solr for the search part, and it's Apache Tomcat for our own DataFari web app. Okay, and we provide an admin UI to install, manage, and use. If we dig a bit into Manifold CF, anybody knew Manifold CF before? Yeah? No. Okay. Nobody cares about crawling, but it's an important step in... did I skip it? So Manifold CF allows you to connect to, for instance, I put file shares, Active Directory, Lemon LDAP, web, XWiki. I mean, I think almost many presentations today were mentioning XWiki, so I did my homework. We have a connector for XWiki. Yeah, you have a pipeline of transformation connectors to transform the data that you have extracted. Maybe you want to put some regular expressions to find entities. Maybe you want to prune out some particular document types. Many things can be done in this pipeline. And then we push whatever has been analyzed into the Solr index. So that's for Manifold CF. So you can see Manifold CF as an octopus able to connect to many types of data management systems. It's also a manta ray. Nice images. I didn't draw them, but they are copy left, I think, I hope. I think the guy is dead 100 years ago, so that's fine. So it can open many formats thanks to Apache Tika.